Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, real quick, is it going to be another one of those Dido days?
The morning ring.
You're really into Dido. I think it's like three times this week you brought
Dido. Dude, it's been a Dido week. All week has just been rainy, looking out the window.
And I can't see it.
Alright, enough of that. For God's sakes.
Come on, we need some sun, man.
No, not getting it. No
Next
vitamin
week,
D.
They're like, it's going to be like 90.
That's why Dido's so sad, because there's rain on her window, and she can't see it all.
And her tea's gone cold.
Can we move on, please, for God's sakes? So it's not the third day this week we've talked about Dido.
I want to express my feelings.
We have to do your history lesson. Let's do that now, Dido.
And now it's time for... This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, May 6th, we're going to go back to 1915. Mm-hmm. Babe Ruth hit his first major league home run while playing for the Boston Red Sox. Old baby Ruthie.
Babe Ruth, dude, with a cabbage leaf underneath his hat, his fupa. And you know what? I love Babe Ruth. I know you still don't believe this, but we had a Babe Ruth baseball. So the guy made us some money at one point.
You tell the story about how you had this Babe Ruth baseball, and then your grandma misplaced it or something like that.
30 years, dude. It sat in her basement, and nobody knew where it was. And until she passed, and we had to clean the house out. Oh, my God!
It's a Babe Ruth baseball.
Here it is!
Yeah. Yeah. Did you immediately go outside and play with it?
Oh, yeah. Out of the park. My kid's slow motion. Sandlot.
Obviously, I don't want to take away anything from the icon that is Babe Ruth. You know, when you look back at the history of baseball, the history of sports, Babe Ruth is up there.
What year was this? 1915?
This was 1915, his very first home run.
What was the... Look it up. Fastest pitch in 1950.
I think we've done this before.
Not 1915, though. I think it was more like 1950s. I think it got faster.
How fast did pitchers...
Dude, they were not whipping those things any faster than 90, right?
Let's see.
80?
Like 90 miles an hour is what they topped out around? Hunter, you still couldn't hit a baseball from a pitcher.
Fast.
Yeah, you still couldn't hit a baseball from a pitcher. No.
Dude, look at. Okay, I'm comparing this to Babe Ruth.
Are you going to compare yourself to Babe Ruth? Please do this. Let's see how this pans out for you.
Okay. I'm just saying. I'm not. Okay. Babe Ruth. Look at this. Look at his stature. Okay, I get it. He's probably got an eye for a ball. He's great hand-eye coordination, but you know, you can't see that. But. Dude, look at the guy. He's smoking cigars. He's drinking. He's
probably
got a fupa.
He's winded after getting around
second.
What's
his 40 time? What was Babe Ruth's 40 time? Do they have that recorded?
Slow. I think it just recorded slow.
I mean, like I'm saying, not much of an athlete, or doesn't look like an athlete anyway. I could click a baseball, I'm telling you.
Look.
90 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour, give me it.
If you don't know, Hunter and I have had this discussion many times, and I don't know what to do anymore. He's comparing himself to Babe Ruth at this point, so I don't know what to do.
I would be willing to put that Babe Ruth baseball on the line. You give me an hour of 90-mile-an-hour pitches, I am going to touch one of those balls with
this
bat.
Not going to happen. The only thing that would happen is you'd lean a little too far, and a baseball would blast you in the face. You'd be dead.
Bring it on.
That is. I will say, though, with all of Babe Ruth's glory and his status, his legacy in the sports world, let's be honest, I don't think he could compete in today's world. I don't think he could. You imagine Babe Ruth trying to hit a Randy Johnson fastball? I mean, I don't think it would happen.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say I know everything about baseball, so I couldn't tell you that. Maybe he could compete. Maybe he couldn't.
But, dude,
he wore a cabbage leaf under his
hat. You got to stay cool in that dugout, man. It's hot down there.
It's a little ridiculous.
What I used to love is about old-timey baseball, the little shticks that they used to do. And one of the things, and this is no joke, you can see photos of it. They would hire a little person. They would put a little person on the team, all right? And then they would have that little person go out to bat, and it would make the strike zone so small.
Boy, come on.
This is no joke. That's what they would do. That's what they would do back in the day.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah. And they would have him go out there. Like, oh, come on. He's so tiny. I can't hit the strike zone, man. Come on. Come on. It's ridiculous.
That happened to you when you went up to bat.
You know what? I'm not that short.
Sorry, you set yourself up.
That's
man.
How I made it onto the Yankees, all right?
He's a little guy, you know, he strikes on.
Look, you've never played a game of baseball in your life, but because of your size, obviously.
It's weird. It's a ball every time he steps up to the
They gave me a tiny little bat for my tiny little carny hands. You know what, Hunter? I hope
like
you
one
take
of those little desk bats that you get. You
I know? Can't wait till you take that baseball to the face, all right? And when I'm standing over your grave, you and your dented forehead because you took a fastball, I'm going to laugh.
That's not a baseball bat. That's a pen. That's my pen. Bring my
I
pen.
I swear to God. I swear to God. I'm going to beat you with that baseball bat. All right. So there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Baby Ruthie hit that first dinger, that home run dinger right there.
It's out of here.
All right. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is David Spade.